off from that shelf, you see, was some drawers. You just pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep anything you want, of course, no fishing material, mm-hmm. anything like that.
Did you have a long piece of furniture that you could sit down on or lie on, covered with leather, maybe?
That was called a duofold.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
What else did they have like that?
Well, now, actually, back in the pioneering days...
Well, this would probably be later than
I
that.
I believe it would, because my father and mother didn't have anything like that. Now, she and I, wife and I, after we married, we had the duofold, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we had the, they used to have what they call the love seat.
Yeah.
Have you seen a love seat?
Yeah, I got one of those.
Well, you must have.
It was a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no place in my house, so I've loaned it out.
Yeah, well, of course my wife won't have anything like that in the house now.
That's what it was here. It was too fragile. I'm afraid if we had it in our house, there wouldn't be much love over it.
No.
It'd just be a battle. Keep the kids off. What else did you...
Of course, you know what a Davenport is, do you not?
Yeah.
See, we all have Davenports and duofolds.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Davenport, they do a fold it off, and you can unfold it at night and make a bed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you had company and didn't have enough bed, you just unfold your mm-hmm. Davenport.
Mm-hmm. Did you have much furniture in the early days?
Oh, no, very little furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, never near enough beds in the house, and if the relatives came in, we just put quilts on the floor and sleep on the floor.
Uh-huh. Did you call that anything special when you put your quilts down there?
Did I do what?
Did you call that anything special when you put bedding on the floor?
Call it a pallet.
Uh-huh.
Just an ordinary old pallet.
Uh-huh.
And often in my case, I don't know where it originated, but our country over there was mostly populated from a religious standpoint with Baptists.
Mm-hmm.
There's more Baptists than anybody else. And the Baptists were great hands to get together and have camp meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when they had the camp meeting, the guests, the hosts I should say, would take care of the guests.
Mm-hmm.
And they made so many of those pallets, the byword came in to use Baptist pallets. All over the country, Baptist pallets. Sat on many a Baptist pallet. Many times.
Were there Germans in this area too?
Beg your pardon?
Were there Germans in this area?
Oh, not in our immediate vicinity, but north of us, just 10 miles.
Uh-huh.
Is the biggest German settlement, and even today they tell me the biggest German exclusive Mennonite church, which is a German church,
mm-hmm.
there is in the USA.
Hmm.
They tell me over 1,400 members.
My goodness.
You know where Corn, the little city of Corn is?
Yeah, I think I do.
It's from Cordell here, it's about 10 miles east and 6
uh-huh.
north.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was just 10 miles north of where I was born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, those Germans there came in and immigrated from Kansas and around
mm-hmm.
and settled there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very religious people.
Yes, they are.
And
well, I guess that's what brought them together.
That's what brought them together. They're churches.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, they have a little elaborate church or two over there. Just a little town, but they have as fine a church as they have in Clinton or Cordell.
Hmm.
They have two of them.
Hmm.
One Baptist church and one Mennonite. Oh, there. And of course, as you know, as a rule, they were rather progressive.
Mm-hmm.
When they got together in the community, they'd work together,
mm-hmm.
form together, help one another. They progressed rapidly.
You have any special term for old, worthless things? Too good to throw away, maybe, but not good enough to keep?
Well, you say a term, word?
Anything you call these things?
Oh, we call them relics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe a relic would be too old for that.
Oh, it might be a...
Antique?
Well, I was thinking maybe a plowshare that's still got a little use in it, but you don't want to keep it on the plow.
Well?
Or maybe a chair that you don't want in the house, but you don't want to throw away.
I know what you mean. I've got them now.
Yeah, I have too.